Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
May the 5th be with you. Or for some people who like celebrating the end of the week, they have a 5th and they finish it off during during the day, right?
There you go. It's Friday.
May that 5th be with you. Okay, so I'm not having a 5th. I'm not even having a 4th. I had the 4th yesterday. I had the 3rd the day before. Why do they call it a 5th? That would be a good question. Maybe you don't know the answer to that. Jay Kirshner is here. She often knows the answer to my questions. And my question is, why is it called a 5th? Is it a 5th of a liter? A 5th of, they call it, more often than I've heard it applied to vodka. A 5th.
Yeah, liquors. It was because that was the standard bottle size, I guess, once upon a time.
It was the standard. Oh, really? Is that it? Oh, okay. Huh. All right, there you go. Thank you very much. Here we are with another opportunity to engage our brains and our mouths and our connection with each other. 855-999-DOUG is a good way to arrange a connection with me as we talk about the events of the day, things that people are talking about. And certainly people are now talking with a little more educated guess, but I think we mentioned this yesterday as far as Jamie Foxx is concerned. He's had a stroke, and the stroke has taken its toll, as a stroke would. There are men his age, he's in his mid-50s, who do have that problem, more black men than white men at that age. And he always has looked to me like he's in great health, so you never can tell. And there isn't anybody who's going to stand out there and tell you publicly, because family doesn't want you to know that. But 2 and 2 is still 4. And he's been gone for a month.
Now, is this your speculation, or have you seen this somewhere? Because I have not read this. I have not. I totally get where you are coming from with this, and you may not be wrong. I just have not seen it fully.
Is that another way of saying I may be right?
I haven't seen it fully reported anywhere.
Yeah,
the only thing I've seen
are
some people who are close to him. Who was it recently? I think Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
He was asked straight out, and he was like, "Look, that's not my place to say anything."
Right.
And he
exactly.
Thought he's actually a really private person.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's ready to talk about what happened, it will be on him. But the way you put it, that kind of sounds like it might be accurate. I just haven't seen it officially reported.
Right. Well, you know what? The official, what does it mean to be official? You're somebody that can read a report and then go, well, I'm a doctor and I can tell you this, that, or the other thing.
Or is somebody from his camp has confirmed it?
I've seen it in my family, and I know what the sign, and it happens quickly, and oftentimes you know, there are ways of getting back from it, depending on how severe it was, but being out of touch and out of sort of, out of the circle,
and
especially in the middle of making a movie, it's
and it's been in there for 3 weeks. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe it was something was happening and they were able to catch it, or if it,
yeah.
it was a stroke, maybe he had it at the hospital because he did not need emergency services to take him to the hospital.
Well, he got
but
there himself.
Something wasn't right, and once he was there, they kept him, and 3 weeks later, he's still there.
Mm-hmm. At a hospital that he doesn't really know. If I were in that sort of a predicament, I'd do my best to get to some place, you know, that was where he is not exactly the seat of great medical intelligence, shall we say. So you go where you can go, and, you know, I don't think we have to spend a lot of time on it. I just think that under the circumstances that it's pretty obvious what the heck is going on.
Man, he's such a great actor.
Seems to be a good human being.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, right. And you would wish that the good human being part of it is something that you would, you're taken into account, and you hold a good thought, and so that's that story. This is a news talk radio program, so the news is that Jamie Foxx is still in the hospital, and so then the conversation that comes after it is about, okay, so what could it really be? And that's what I think it is. Here's another item of interest, the rift that has come between Carrie Fisher's family and what went on at the Walk of Fame ceremony. We have Billy Lord, who is her only child, not inviting the siblings to come to her Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony. Apparently, it was pretty blunt the other day when we were talking about it. But Billy Lord said, "We have no relationship. They've tried to capitalize on my mother's fame to sell books about their relationship with her, blah, 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 and I get it." Frankly, I think that they, to each his own.
Yeah, and there's a lot of turmoil there, and there's definitely a lot of, I guess, secrets that maybe only people close to her would have known.
Yeah, yeah. So, at any rate, the situation with the interest rate going up again, we'll talk about that during the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because that's something that we put our shoulder into this day, and it goes many of the same states that carry this program carry that over the weekend. But I think there's something going on here that people are now getting very uneasy about, and it may not have to be. Speaking of money and investments, let's do the right English, Tucker. An investor, because you do "and" before any word that begins with a vowel, right? An historian, H-I, well, anyway, okay.
Well, or a vowel sound, yeah.
Right. Anyway, this guy's bought a couple of islands that were once owned by the wonderful, talented Jeffrey Epstein. Authorities certainly have gone over these islands with a fine-tooth comb, and so then they became available, and this fellow, Stephen Dekoff, who is an investments person, bought the Great St. James and Little St. James Islands in the Virgin Islands, 60 million smackers. He says, "I'm going to build an exclusive resort there." And the islands were on sale for twice that.
Feels like it would just be such a bad energy on those islands.
Yeah, horrible, 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 horrible. Anyway, the investment firm says the significant portion of the sale proceeds will go toward the government as part of a previous deal with Epstein's estate. Apparently, he owed a lot of money to them. And this is the one house is 25 rooms, and they're going to rebuild it and reopen it in a couple of years. So there it is. I'm not sure I know exactly where these are, but I'm pretty sure they're down at the bottom end of the U.S. Virgin Islands. So there you go. Don't have to rehash the story about Jeffrey Epstein. Anybody who doesn't know that story at this point is kind of like asleep at the switch. A chemical explosion happened here in Massachusetts yesterday afternoon. Four workers are pretty seriously injured. This is up in Newburyport on the North Shore up near the New Hampshire line. Let's see here. What I saw on the news last night, there was a conflicting story about how many people were injured and who was seriously injured and what really happened. This is in an industrial park where there are other companies like this. It's called Sequins. And the explosion occurred inside of the building. They're a contract drug manufacturer. So what does that tell you? There was a situation here in Framingham 4 or 5 years ago where a company was engaged in making specific drugs. I don't know whether there's a term for it, Jay. It's like specially prescribed drugs, designer drugs, but they're medicinal designer drugs that were being made here in Framingham, and they weren't up to snuff. A lot of people were getting sick. So they shut the place down. Basically, they bankrupted the family that was running it as was appropriate because they were, you know, doing cutting corners, doing bad stuff. Right? I'm sure a lot of people have noticed the situation with the staff writers for all the networks and for movies. Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers say they're going to put their money where their mouths are. They both do the late night shows on NBC. NBC is paying staffers on the show through the end of next week. And then these two guys said they will pay the writers for the third week if the strike goes on. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. It's a health care thing as much as anything else. I think I explained this yesterday. I hope fairly well. It's about health care. It's about pay, too, but it's about
the circumstances.
Yeah. You know, you see all of the excitement around being in the business, and you see all the glamour and the sparkle and that sort of thing, but there are 11,500 screenwriters who, you know, basically earn a living wage, but these staff writers get paid like a teacher in the same sort of circumstance, except they don't work all the time. My son has been a staff writer on two or three different occasions, and they pay you, you know, for going into the writer's room. There's usually 10 or 12 people in a writer's room for most any of these shows. And they're the ones that come up with the ideas. And then there's a head writer who sort of puts them all together. And that's what you see or hear when the shows are on the air and the dialogue that these people. There are very few shows and very few movies that are ever sort of written or not written. You know, a great example of shows that weren't written were the Smokey and the Bandit things, where they really had no script at all. They just all went in and did their thing. And I don't think there are too many shows. Johnny Carson used to have writers for his monologue. That's where the late night shows, mostly the writers are doing the monologue stuff. They don't need writers for the rest of the show.
Yeah, or like when they do games.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So Drew Barrymore is not going to be the host of the MTV Movie Awards because she's supporting the writers' strike.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting. Is that show this weekend? I think it's this weekend.
Yeah. They're days away, and now they have to scramble for a new host.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, I get it.
But good for her.
She's always been very active when it came to the unions and stuff. So that's all of that story. 18 after the hour with the stories galore. This is Good Day.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Oh.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day, the Friday program already. It's the 5th of May. Jay Kirshner is here, gracing us with her presence, and hopefully I'm here to be graceful and charming and true to my colors. How's that? Red, white, and blue. Hooray. All right. This is good news for those of you who are Ed Sheeran fans. We've been talking about this off and on all week. That whole business of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On being an important part of thinking out loud, but not so fast, says the court. Hold on.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Baby, my trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
Lots of things are...
There are mashups where sometimes things are similar enough where they will go over. Ed Sheeran during his concerts does a mashup of Thinking Out Loud and then transitions into Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, which Ben Crump called a smoking gun, and he was like, why would I be that stupid if I actually sold the song to go ahead and do a mashup version of myself, you know what I mean?
I think that's what won the day too, isn't it? That was one of the things, one of the statements that there are all kinds of ways of, especially today, editing things. You can use technology to create almost anything. As a matter of fact, you don't even need Ed Sheeran's voice anymore. You don't need Marvin Gaye's voice anymore. You can take, or at least originality, you can take pieces of their voices from other songs and create a whole new song with AI. And that's something that's beginning to bother people as well. So, at any rate, there are a lot of... Ed Sheeran is not an R&B-er. He's not even from America. He's from England. And he wrote this song with a friend of his in England. And then you look back at Marvin Gaye and his writing. He did a lot of writing with Ed Townsend. Ed Townsend's family was basically the originator of the suit, and they were. And he was found not guilty, and they will get nothing.
Yeah, by unanimous decision.
Right.
Well, and then one, somebody from the legal team of Townsend's side had said that, I think it might have even been his Townsend's daughter, they said that they didn't want it to have to go to trial, but it's one of those things that when copyright infringement or anything similar is involved, they have to go after the people, even if they don't want to, because somewhere down the road, someone else may actually... infringe on copyrights, and then if they go after them and they say, well, but this person didn't, you didn't go after them in retrospect, then it kind of defeats the purpose of the next one. So it's one of those they have to for down the road in the future or whatever.
I think, I don't know that I agree with that 100%. They don't have to. They do because some lawyer gets a hold of them.
You want to protect
yourself. And, well, yeah, there's that. And if it's genuine, that's great. A couple of years ago, Marvin Gaye's family won about $5 million in a lawsuit that claimed Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams in their song Blurred Lines copied Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. And so there's a fine line here, but I think these people are looking for a payday, frankly. That was part of it. So at any rate, they don't get it from this circumstance anyway. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs, with the exception of the larger breeds, are small creatures living in a world that's so much larger than they are. Unless they're encouraged to make eye contact, they may never know that your eyes and face are 5 or 6 feet up in the air. To prove my point, try this. Lie flat on the floor and have one stand over you. Strange feeling, isn't it? This gives you an idea of what your pet sees from his perspective. People who are upset, possibly scolding him, look like tall, overwhelming ogres, scaring him like nothing else he's ever seen. Even people who are friendly look something like the Jolly Green Giant. No wonder your dog, especially if he's a smaller breed, is constantly jumping up on you and visitors to your home. He's trying to make contact with a world that towers over him. I don't think our pets feel as threatened by direct eye contact as they feel uncomfortable. Most of their world revolves around things close to the ground, things that don't include human faces, unless you make your face a little bit more accessible, which is I suggest you do. Spend more time down on your hands and knees with your dog. They'll feel more comfortable, you'll feel more comfortable, and you know what? Your relationship will even get better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The man accused in Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta facing now 5 charges. 24-year-old Deion Patterson charged with 1 count of murder and 4 counts of aggravated assault. He allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical facility, killing 1 woman and injuring 4 others. The bell is ringing on Wall Street with stocks lower as fears about the banking sector return. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 286 points to 33,127. The S&P 500 fell by 21 points to 4061. And the Nasdaq dropped by 58 points to 11,966. Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in his copyright infringement case. While on the stand, Sheeran said he would quit the business if he were found guilty. And today said,
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case.
race, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. Friday on the Good Day program. This is Cinco de Mayo. Jay and I are going to celebrate after the program. We're going out and getting drinks, tequila. Right, what else should we have?
What about just the food? Have some tacos.
Have some tacos. Yay. So this is not Mexican Independence Day, as a lot of people think it is. That doesn't mean it's any less important or notable for the people who come from Hispanic backgrounds. This is the French got involved with the Mexicans back in the 1850s, 1860s, somewhere in there. And so there were a lot of names that were present at the time. Benito Juarez, for whom the city, I always love this when I go to El Paso, El Ciudad Juarez. Anyway, so there are a lot of characters who are involved in the events of that time. Mm-hmm. A lot of books have been written about it. A lot of movies have been done about it. And so the resistance forces were successful against the French, ultimately. And so is that something also changed the history of Mexico? But did it change the history of the United States as well?
It
probably
could have, yeah. I mean, yeah. We learn about the Battle of Puebla in school, and this is it. Even though so many people think, oh, it's the Mexican Independence Day, and it's not, makes it no less important. It is a very important annual celebration. It commemorates this huge victory.
Mm. Well, for those of you who don't think that, you know, we go through this whole business about immigration, once again this week, it's come back into the talk radio countdown as an item because Joe Biden has done such a miserably horrible job at protecting the borders or intervening or making it work the right way, any number of things. It would be nice if we didn't just throw Molotov cocktails at the fact that we're not doing it right and, hello, have some leadership and let's fix the problem. And that's not what we're doing, and so it reflects poorly both on the Mexicans and on the Americans. Frankly, it's a mess. The other thing that's a mess, well, I guess we can come up with, I'm looking at the top things on the chart this week from talkers, and pretty much everything's a mess. One of the things that I feel very strongly about is this whole business of AM radio and having it stay in automobiles. There's another group of which I was a member for a while, National Association of Farm Broadcasters. They have sent a letter to Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow asking her, well, you know, I think yesterday we were talking about what's going on in Michigan itself, because that's the home of the American automobile industry, even though, you know, there are a lot of other states that have car plants. Most of them are in Michigan still, and in the Detroit area, there's some down around Cleveland, and then there's some in the south. There used to be a plant here in in my hometown of Framingham. General Motors built a huge plant, and they made Buicks and Oldsmobiles and Pontiacs here in the 60s and 70s and 80s. So the idea of AM staying in automobiles, now people have turned to Stabenow, who's chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, to get her and the folks who are involved in agriculture and rural life in America behind this effort to keep AM radios in cars. Very important, ought not to be forgotten, needs to be something that's a focus, and frankly is. So let's keep it that way. You got to keep the heat on, if you will. Speaking of senators, Senator Difi. Dianne Feinstein has come out this week defending her absence from the Senate. She's on the Judiciary Committee. She says there's been no slowdown of judicial nominees, which is folly because there certainly has been. There's a logjam of about, 180, I think, judge appointments that have been stalled by the Republicans because they don't have enough. There isn't a majority of Democrats to move them along, which is, in a sense, kind of too bad that there's that much of a direct divide, but we all know that's kind of what's going on. Some of these nominees are horror shows. Joe Biden and his people have nominated some really, really bad people, unqualified individuals, but yet then there are others who are that seem to be okay. Mm-hmm. Apparently seven were somehow confirmed this week. Somehow she got her 2 cents. I don't know if she was actually there. I'm not clear on that, whether she showed up or they did a Zoom thing or whatever. But the Democrats still want her to resign so that they can get more of these nominations through. She actually is kind of sick. She has shingles, which you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy, frankly.
No,
shingles
are horrible. It's related to the chickenpox, the same virus as chickenpox, right?
Right.
So if you've had chickenpox once, then it's already in your system, and it's just kind of waiting.
Stays there forever.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But
exactly.
In terms of what's going on, it is really sad when you kind of look at it that politicians, whatever the parties are, politicians, the voters, would rather get somebody that's not as qualified in office just to keep their own party there.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yep. So there are a number of people, though. I noticed that there the Republicans are pointing to a one person who seems to be the most of all of the people who are nominated. There seems to be one person, the nomination of Michael Delaney, an attorney general from New Hampshire. He's nominated to be on the circuit, the First Circuit Court of Appeals. And the people here in Massachusetts and Maine and New Hampshire and Rhode Island and Puerto Rico who are in that circuit, many of them don't like this guy. He's been pretty contentious. He worked in the case. He defended St. Paul's School, a private school up in New Hampshire, when he was a private attorney, in a case this guy was accused of, this student accused of raping. He was 18, a 15-year-old girl that he raped. This guy defended him. And, you know, that's, you pick and choose and you do or die by what you've done. You look at your reputation. You're only a product of all the things that you've done, right? Under the circumstances, you know, you have to be held accountable. Was it just one of those things? I don't know. And there are a couple of other nominees that are pretty controversial. And I go back to what I say. There are so many lawyers around, so many lawyers that aren't political, so many lawyers that have been involved in helping lots of people. Why can't we get to, why do we have to go back again into this political bucket and pick out people who are, it's a horror show. Picking out people who are stridently either left of center. Yeah, right. The best, thank you. That's really very good. The best of the worst. No, sorry. No sale here. Not at all. In Hawaii, vacation took a dramatic turn for a couple of tourists. I shouldn't chuckle at this because I've had this happen to me, but it didn't have the same consequences. So they put in their destination. They're driving a Dodge Caravan, and they put into the GPS what their destination is. And the tourists, they don't know where they're going. That's why they use the GPS. So what does the GPS direct them to do? It sends them straight into the harbor, right over a cliff.
I hope they had insurance on that rental car.
Wow. Head first into the boat ramp and into the water. So, anyway, it was apparently raining as they were driving. It rains heavily in the Pacific, those islands. Yeah, it was hard for them to see.
Yeah, and they are okay. They were rescued.
Yeah, right, but still.
So we can joke about it.
Yeah, right. Put yourself in that position. Anybody know what Swedish death cleaning is? Sounds like a funeral ritual, right? Dun, 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 dun. It's actually about living. It's a Swedish practice that was presented in the book The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleansing, involving a person going through their things so they don't burden their loved ones with junk when they die.
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of a good idea. And then you also get to live in more like a decluttered situation. And it's
live in the now.
It's like minimalism in the sense that you are getting rid of a lot of stuff, but it's not like minimalism in the sense where minimalism, you basically have to get rid of everything. And if you bring something new in, something else has to go out. You exchange things. But with this, it's if it means something to you and you genuinely, truly love it, you use it on a regular basis, it doesn't matter how many items you have. Just make sure anything
so that
gets out.
Yeah, you don't have to be in Sweden to do this. You can do it yourself as you're plotting. We're all heading in the same direction. And I think this would be pretty therapeutic, don't you?
It's not like you have to wait until you are just before hospice care or something like that. You can do it now.
Ready to tank. Exactly. We all have a lot of things, and probably many of them, I know as I look around, the attic has got a lot of things in it that I probably don't need. I'm trying to clean up. In the barnyard and around the barns down at the farm, I'm trying to clean that all up. We've sold a lot of stuff. We're going to have next week what we call the junk in the trunk sale, which is people, including us, cleaning out everything and bring it to the farm, and we'll get people together. Usually about 1,000 folks show up for that. We did a couple of times last year. Bring your junk in your trunk and put it out for sale and get what you can get. Here's the one of the most powerful objects in the universe. Astronomers solving a mystery of quasars. There used to be a TV. I think General Electric had a TV called a quasar when that word was first used, because they wanted people buying the TV to know they were getting the brightest, the most powerful of all the television sets in the world. And it happens. That's what a quasar is. And so scientists this week unlock one of the biggest quasars. Apparently they're ignited by galaxies colliding. Wow, think about that, huh? Here we are in our galaxy, the Milky Way, traveling and where, who knows where we're going and where we've been. We just keep moving. Mm-hmm. But quasars can shine about as brightly as a trillion stars packed into the size of our solar system. Can you imagine?
That sounds amazing. When you Google pictures of quasars, it is, I mean, it looks like something, it's like an art project. It doesn't look like it can be something that's actually real and something out there.
Yeah, you can see a lot of those pictures as the various telescopes have contributed to more information about these things, and they are available at the NASA website. But there, let's see, there are 48 quasars, apparently. They've been observing with the various galaxies that are in our neck of the woods. So the people studying these things say quasars are one of the most extreme phenomena in the universe. And it's likely to represent our future, because the Milky Way, sooner or later, will collide with the Andromeda galaxy. That'll be the next, that'll be in 5 billion years. We'll be toast here. How about that? We only have 5 billion years left, folks. Make the best of it. Clean out your closets while you can.
Doesn't matter which planet we go to.
All right. 40, that's right. 48 past the hour.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spraying during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Food, Farm, and Family time. Our website is foodfarmfamily.com. You can find all kinds of information, including the things that we overview here during this portion of Good Day. I'm reading a note. This came from a listener. She is extremely happy. She has lots of gratitude, Jay, making the listeners aware of all of the things that are going on in the food world. She thinks are a very important thing. So that's good. Thanks.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep, here's the list of things on the top of our mind today, brought to you in part by Progressive Special Lines. Progressive Insurance has insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. You want protection on the road and on the water, you can save a lot of dough at 800-PROGRESSIVE or going online to progressive.com, if you please. All right, and the story, if somebody says to me at the end of the week, if you had a top 10, if you could do the talk radio countdown show focused on food items, what would be the number one story this week? And I think that the story that the day before, we talked about this woman who said she knew her biological daughter was meant to be trans because her food choices odd. Mm-hmm. She ate celery and lettuce and things
greens
that were good for her?
Yeah, green vegetables.
Right. So she would obviously be a transgender boy then because she liked vegetables.
That is just, right. I mean, the theory behind how she knew all along because of that. And
stupid
then the
is.
Fact of she heard her biological daughter, trans son, liked boy toys over girl toys. Yeah. Inanimate objects do not have genders attached to them. I just had to say it.
Stupid is as stupid does. Okay, here is the Coronation Weekend's food report. Apparently quiche is the official coronation food. Britons are choosing to celebrate the coronation of King Charles with a typical supermarket quiche. The problem is for the Brits it costs about 20% more this year than it did last year because it's made a lot of from eggs and spinach and cheese and things that have become very expensive, right? So, but the royal cook says you can eat it hot or cold with a green salad and boiled new potatoes. Actually, that does sound kind of good.
Sounds delicious.
It does sound good.
Yeah. I'm not much of a quiche fan. Not because of what's in it. I can't eat that. Most of the crust is gluten-y because it comes from wheat, and that doesn't do me any good. But I like the idea of putting all of this stuff together. Anyway, I said a lot of people, including some folks on Twitter in England, have been highlighting what the idea is. And taking a little bit of a shot because there's an egg shortage in England. But anyway, the supermarkets have their ready-made quiches for the coronation. If you love Marks and Spencer, I do. I always love Marks and Spencer. Very cool to go into Marks and Spencer. You can buy a cheese and onion quiche for $4.62. Is that expensive? How much does a quiche cost over here, those small ones?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Well, when I think of quiche, I don't think of it as some super elegant coronation worthy.
No, it's kind of a basic.
But then when you, but when you think of, well, the price of eggs have gone up. Yeah, now a quiche is a luxury.
Yep. Some of the prices over in England are 45% higher than they were last year. So they have, because they have limited amount, they have limited space to grow things on. And they have, they've done a great job over the, you know, they use their land much better, more efficiently than we do, frankly. Family Dollar initiating a voluntary recall of over-the-counter drug products because the products have been stored outside of the temperature requirements. Family Dollar, what a horror show. Ugh. Anyways,
yeah, like
dollar
across
places.
Across the nation, if you've gotten Advil from a Family Dollar store,
yeah,
it was like all of their stores, whatever their practices were, they were not storing it properly for almost a year.
Ah, fabulous. There's another reason to go to the dollar stores. So anybody who bought Advil at Family Dollar, bring it back, get your money back, and make sure they pay you for your time and gasoline, please. Hundreds of pounds of cooked pasta mysteriously dumped in the woods in New Jersey. Huh? What the heck is this about? Mm-hmm. Posting in Facebook, Old Bridge, New Jersey. Lots of the photos you can see here. All of this pasta, it was cooked, too. So what the heck, where, I don't know,
yeah,
mounds of spaghetti and elbow macaroni and ziti, right?
And the authorities, because this was floating around social media, and the authorities have confirmed that this is real.
Yeah.
This happened.
500 pounds of it thrown in the woods. Crazy. Rigatoni. Right? You like rigatoni?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
See, I don't see any difference. All pasta is pasta.
There's different shapes, yes.
Yeah, that's all. I prefer rigatoni to spaghetti, please. Huh? What? All right, we are seriously done time-wise. Foodfarmfamily.com is the website for all this info. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.